We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 10 minutes after 3 o'clock. I'm Jordana Green on this glorious, just oh so glorious day. Who's standing next to me? Mr. Fun, Joe Anderson. I'm so happy that you're back.
I am thrilled to be back. I had so much fun last time I was here.
Did you really? Are you lying?
No, not at all. I'm really, really excited to be back.
You did work with me and, you know.
Well, no, Dan Cook's not here, which is kind of a letdown.
Well, actually, not a letdown. I do want to welcome Mr. David Josephson to the show. We love our own Dan Cook, but schedule conflicts, and you know he's studying to be a pastor, and
he's a busy guy.
There's a lot going on. He's moving to the Chad Hartman Show, so today was his inaugural mission, and I am thrilled to welcome David Josephson to the show.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. I'm so excited to get to work with you and Paul Douglas, and today Joe Anderson, and excited to be on the show.
Well, good. David used to work at nights, and actually, he and I worked together when I had my night show, and I'm just thrilled that we're growing up together, David. We're moving on up. So
happy
to have him here. Something that else that makes us happy, really wasn't making us happy, as the series did not look like it was going to go our way. But we did split.
Mm-hmm.
The twins split, and the walk-off win last night was exciting and nerve-wracking and all of those things. And here's what it sounded like.
With Adrianza at third, two outs in a 6-6 game, and the pitch, a line drive, left center field, that's going to land, base hit, Adrianza scores, the Twins win, the Minnesota Twins win it! Kepler walk-off single, and the Twins rally back, defeat the A's 7-6.
We got that.
The
Minnesota.
Right? How exciting was Provis? He was fired up on that one, making that call. That's what you live for, right? When you're a play-by-play guy.
Yes.
Those moments to be able to call games like that. And it was really, it's really, really exciting. And it's something that I don't think we've had in this town, baseball-wise, in a long time. Not just the winning part, but how they're winning games and how they're losing games, too. There's drama almost every time they go to the
field.
Explain
that to me. I
think it's – so. Historically, the Twins at Target Field haven't been very good. I mean, I think they had maybe the worst record, home record in baseball over a span of 10 years.
Okay, and don't tell me more about that part.
Right.
I wanted the good part.
The good part, right? Yeah, okay. So what's happening now is, A, they're competing,
right,
which we haven't seen a lot of.
And
B, you're getting these compelling storylines at the end of the baseball games. Because, you know, baseball can – you can play a game and it's 9 innings and it's 3 hours and it ends 7-2. And you know what – you know, the outcome's kind of predetermined by the time you get to the 7th inning.
Right.
Because the Twins have had some bullpen issues on the bad side, and because on the good side they have hitters that have delivered clutch hits, they're winning games or losing games late. And I think it makes it really compelling for fans to go to the ballpark and know that if they stay until the 7th, the 8th, the 9th inning, they're going to see something exciting. I think it's really fun.
And we're going to check in with Henry Lake much later in the show because he should be at the ballpark for tonight's series against the Yankees.
Big series, right? Best team in baseball?
And this
it's the Yankees.
The Yankees is like a mind meld with the Twins.
It is.
And it's funny, we had the Twins psychiatrist on. It's like, well, sports, what do they
call
them?
Sports psychologist.
There you go. Yeah. That's what they call them. You know, no one likes to call them the guy shrink, you know, before the last series. Because it really is. I mean, baseball's a mental game, too. It's just so much about what you think about going in, how this team just messes with your – the Yankees, I mean. Playing the Yankees in general messes with your mind. But, boy, the Twins are a much different team this series going in with the Yankees than they were when they saw them at Yankee Stadium.
They are. Historically, they've had so many issues with the Yankees, but that resets every season, but it still doesn't leave the collective consciousness of Twins fans and baseball fans here.
Right.
We all remember the series over the years in the playoffs where the Yankees have knocked them out and beaten them. So it's a big hurdle for them to overcome to be able to compete with the Yankees day in and day out.
We'll talk more about that with Maxie. That's at 4:45. And then, of course, with Mr. Henry Lake. But boy, am I glad that Joe Anderson is joining me, because for those of you who don't know, and we should probably do a little bit of an introduction, you used to work in sports radio.
I did for years on a couple of different stations here in town. So I've done quite a bit of sports stuff in the market. And it's fun for me as someone who's not a around it every day now. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite the jaded sports talk guy that I once was. So I get really excited. I've been to hundreds of Twins games.
Sure.
You know, seen a lot of different things happen. Watching yesterday was really, really exciting.
I had
a great time watching.
I love that you can still get excited about it. So, and I'm glad you could get to use those pipes to talk about sports on our show.
Yeah, I'm happy to. I love it. It's great. It's cool.
So I promise we will revisit that. But then there is this story about Al Franken. The Al Franken story is so interesting to me because, boy, we really debated this, you know, when he first resigned from the Senate. And you'll remember that. Hold on. I'm just pulling up the sound. This is what it sounded like.
I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing has brought this honor on this institution. And I am confident that the Ethics Committee would agree. Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
We all remember that. And it was obviously for talk radio, something we talked about for days or weeks, or, you know, did he do the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he definitely had to do that. It's the right people from it's the right thing for Minnesota. He's become a distraction. It's the era of Me Too. You can't mess around with that. And then today, in a piece for the New Yorker magazine, Al Franken says he completely regrets stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
When asked about it, I don't have sound of this because it was in a magazine. He said, when asked about, you know, if he regrets stepping down, resigning, he says, oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I thought that was fascinating. First of all, that he was so willing to admit that he feels in his heart he did the wrong thing. And then I'm like, what would that have looked like if he didn't?
If he had stuck around. Wrote it out, right?
And in that soundbite that I just played for you, he went on longer to say that, you know, I don't want to do this, but this is the right thing for the people of Minnesota. That this isn't about Al Franken. This is about for the people of Minnesota. And as a person, as a people of Minnesota, I'd like to open that up. Do you regret Al Franken resigning? Our phone number here at the station is 651-989-9226. Also, Joe and I are live streaming on Facebook. So you can always watch us on Facebook. Please do on the Paul and Jordana page. And then join the show that way. We love to chat with our folks live streaming like
that. We almost match. Our shirts are just about, my shirt
totally
is hideous,
fine.
But yours is nice. And we almost match.
I called his wife in the morning. And I'm like,
so get the granimals
out. I'm doing like a turquoise snakeskin look with a white shell underneath, white pants. And I'm considering black heels. Can you just make Joe just match?
Find something blue.
Do something with that.
That's as close as I can
come
to.
We're totally off topic. But what do you think about that, Joe? I mean, do you think, it's not really the question, do you think Al Franken should have resigned? But knowing now what we know, do you also regret his resignation?
I think you said something interesting about how he was doing this for the people of Minnesota.
Right.
And I think if the people of Minnesota had their druthers, Al Franken would have stayed and fought for that seat. I think he knew that with a Democrat in the governor's office, mm-hmm. there would be another Democrat to take that seat. Mm-hmm. I think he resigned for the National Party, for the sake of the National Party, because they were in the middle of the special election in Alabama, and they had a chance to take that seat away. And in order to present the Democrats in the right light and say, we will not stand for this behavior mm-hmm. against a guy like Roy Moore, he had to go.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go. And I think if you asked most Democrats in this state, and it's nothing against Senator Smith,
right.
They would have said, stick it out, tough it out, fight it out. We've got your back. The Democrats, the people that support him, there are Republicans that would have said, no, see
yeah.
you later.
See, and I've been thinking about this since since I heard this and since I read this in The New Yorker. I think at the time, with the information that he had at the time, in the current climate that we were living in the Me Too,
mm-hmm.
I think he absolutely did the right thing.
He had
at
to.
The time.
He had to.
Yes. And even looking back, I mean, look, if Al Franken wants to run again, you do your thing, Al. Like,
yep.
That's up to you. And if you think the people of Minnesota will support you, you go ahead and do your thing. It's a free country, thank God. But at the time, he had to do that. If you're going to walk the walk, you got to do it. You got to make that happen. So looking back, yes. But boy, I can see where he looks back and is like, if Roy Moore is still going to run, if we have people admittedly grabbing women and still elected to office, if that's not a priority for other elected officials, And he, in his heart, didn't think he did anything wrong. You know, he, I mean, obviously that picture with the woman on the
wrong.
Plane was very troubling and wrong, should not have done that. And he mentioned in his resignation statement, in office, I didn't do anything wrong in office.
Yeah.
So he couched
yeah,
that. He couched it. He did. So I think that he did the right thing at the time. But boy, I can see where that regret comes from.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don's in Prior Lake. Jump in, Don in Prior Lake.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Don.
I graduated with Al Franken 50 years ago and sat next to him in a couple of classes. He was one of the best classmates I've ever had.
He didn't ever grab you inappropriately, Don?
Pardon me?
He didn't grab you inappropriately?
No.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Okay.
I was bigger than him anyway.
Okay.
But he... I don't think he should have resigned,
okay.
But, you know, I understand his strategy there. And, you know, from Minnesota, the nice thing to do. But
Sue on Facebook says he should run for president. What do you think, Don?
I think he'd be a good candidate, in my opinion, a lot better than what we got.
All right, Don, I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Larry's in Hastings. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I'll tell you, with him, I did not vote for him the first time because I did not respect or like the way he was a comedian. But as I listened to him and time went on, I voted for him the second time and actually learned to like him because he was smarter than I thought he was.
Do you think he should have resigned when he did?
No, he should not have. Mm.
Interesting take. Larry, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
You know, I think it's really important that when you choose your representatives, especially a senator, they really have so much influence over how your state is regarded nationally. You know, you look at the power that Mitch McConnell has for Kentucky. You look at that, and I always thought Senator Franken did a wonderful job of representing the interests of this state.
Right.
I thought he was great. And Senator Klobuchar does the same thing at representing what we believe in, what our you know, how we want to be perceived nationally. And I think it's hard when you lose that kind of presence nationally, someone that has ascended to a point where he was really respected, and some of the work he did in committee hearings and the way he carried himself, I thought was important for us as Minnesotans to have someone like that. But again, I really think his decision to resign was done to protect the national interests of the party, and we were, as Minnesotans, we lost because of that. That's how
interesting, because he said it's for the people of Minnesota.
Yeah.
So you actually think
I think it's the other way around.
You think it's the other way around?
I do.
That's fascinating. All right, let's try and sneak in one more call. Hans is in Maplewood. Hans, you think he should have resigned?
He had to, unfortunately. I think it was taken a bit out of context. As, you know, the picture you alluded to, he was on a USO tour. He was
right, I remember.
Comedian, you know? And, I mean, you think about some of the SNL sketches. You
so,
know?
Hans, if he ran again for Senate, would you vote for him?
Well, he can now. You know, he's tarnished.
He's tarnished. He's tarnished.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks,
Hans.
Thanks for the call.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, I know. We're a little late on time, but I always love to get their opinion because he's all of our senator.
He
you
is,
know,
yeah.
It's,
everybody.
It's not district. He's all of our senators.
Yep.
So he represents us. And it's interesting to hear people's takes. Thanks for having that conversation. We will revisit that in the 5 o'clock hour. When we get back, David's wife or friend had a fascinating story about a bachelorette party. I want to get your take on that after the break. It's 3:26. Jordana Green here. Joe Anderson at my side. I'm so glad you're joining me today.
It's awesome to be here. And we're on Facebook, too.
Uh-huh.
I can see myself over there and
Facebook
I'm looking
live.
Over there. And
it's a good thing you shaved.
I didn't.
We're going to talk about male body hair. That's in the next.
Cool.
That's right after the commercial. But David came in and told me this crazy story and I needed to get your take on it. So go ahead. Share with the group, David.
Yeah. So my wife, my lovely wife, she's involved in a wedding. She's not in the wedding, and they had their bachelorette party weekend, right? Where, you know, a bunch of girls are going out to a cabin. And
because it's not just like go out for drinks anymore.
No.
Like it's a whole extravaganza.
No. The whole thing.
Yeah,
so
right.
My wife wasn't involved in planning it, but the gals that were, these, you know, the bridesmaids that were involved in planning this, they decided to rent a cabin in outstate Minnesota. And they were thinking it was going to be 20 to 25 or more gals. So they go and get an extravagant cabin that they get for 3 nights.
Oh, gosh.
All the way. So that you're supposed to get there on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. 3 nights.
Oh,
and it's in the several thousand dollars for this cabin. I mean, it's multiple hundred a night. It's It's a big bill. I think
it's the middle of summer, right?
Yes.
So it's the high season.
So, but here's what happened. They booked this a long time ago, and it's Airbnb. It's non-refundable, which of course it is. That's how these things go. And then the problem was that now several of the gals have to back out. So now the crew is more like a dozen or so, which means that per person, they're talking about $300
just
for
to stay there.
This isn't driving there. This is just to stay in this place. And you get a bunk bed in the loft or whatever, and that's your place to stay. And it's $300 a person. Meanwhile, there are several gals who are thinking, oh, I've got kids, I got other responsibilities, I can only go for a little bit. So, like, my wife was only going to go for about 24 hours, she's asked to pay $300 for 24 hours at this cabin. And it put everyone in a pickle because, you know, whoever reserved this, well, they're out X thousand dollars, you know, no matter what.
Because don't you pay up front?
And you pay up front, and it's already on their credit card or whatever. So it was it was definitely a conundrum for everyone involved. And they're trying to support the bride. And then there's the bridesmaids that put down all this money, and there's the other friends. And it was a mess this weekend.
This is a cautionary tale.
It is. And I'll tell you, here's how much it's evolved. Back in my prime, I was a bartender for a long time, like 10 years tending bar, right? And the worst thing we could see coming in through the door was a bachelorette party. It was awful. They were the lowest form of life when they came in. And for a number of reasons. One, because normally they didn't go out and behave like this. Mm-hmm. And they had all the accoutrement and all the tools and the toys and the props and everything
else. Yeah, like the t-shirt, I'm the bride, kiss me.
The sash.
The glasses
anatomically
with the penis
correct
nose.
Straws and all that stuff. Right. But the worst part about them was, and it kind of plays to this, is they would order all their drinks separately and run separate tabs.
Oh,
so if there was 30 of them coming in, they'd line up 30 in a row instead of ordering a pitcher of beer or whatever it might be. Yeah. Individual drinks all the way through. So they'd tie up the bar for the next 20 minutes. You were tied up helping everybody, and then it backed up behind that. But this was 25 years, 30 years ago. And it hasn't changed because they're doing the same thing, right? They're all – everybody's pitching into one pot. Mm-hmm. It's just a little more expensive and a little more extravagant than it once was.
So how do you avoid – I can't help you with your situation, Joe.
It's in the past.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, how do you avoid a situation like that? Because if all 20 women had gone, then it would have been cheaper.
Yes.
And it would have been fun, and people wouldn't have left with that bad feeling in their mouth. And they're, you know, they just – and I feel bad for the bride because, look, you're already paying for the dress and the present and the shower stuff and all – you know, and this is just a huge expense. I don't know how you guys – your kids, you have small babies, right? They don't have
money. You got to sell sponsorships or something to it, right?
I know. Seriously.
How about do a Facebook Live of the bachelorette party? You sell it.
People would pay.
You put some money on
people
the table.
Would pay.
You know, you get a bar to provide or a winery,
they'd
to provide the, right?
I like
you
that.
You could sell that whole thing, and that would be great entertainment.
I don't know how to avoid something like this because it sounds like the girls really had good intentions.
Oh, sure.
But then people are dropping out.
Well,
I mean, things happen.
I think you collect the money up front everybody.
It's
across
really
the board.
You up front.
Yeah.
So you collect the money. See, that would solve the problem.
Yep.
And if you can't go, sorry, because then they're out the money.
Yeah. And here's the difference between a bachelorette party and a bachelor party.
Uh-huh.
Some guy would have stepped up and said, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
That would have been nice.
That's what would have happened.
Even if it's $5,000or something like that.
You would have figured it out.
It's a lot. All right. Should we take this call, David?
Sure.
Sue, we got about 30 seconds for you, love.
Yep. Am I on?
Yes. Hi, Sue. You're on, babe.
Hi. Yeah, I would say the person or persons that organized it really were at fault. I mean, they should have thought about this. The people cancel at last minute.
They do.
Things come up. There should be a deadline and a plan B for that in advance.
She's right.
And then one other thing I want to mention about Senator Frank and the fact that he resigned. You know what? You can't have it both ways. A party that says, me too. You can't say, except for people in our Democratic Party.
You're absolutely
they're
right.
Not,
yep.
There are too many hypocrites on that side of the table, and it shows all the time. So I just want to say I would not vote for Franken again. Read what he has written, what he has done.
Sue, I'm glad we got you in. Sue's on record going she would not vote for Franken again, and I think there's plenty of hypocriticalness to go around, but I'm glad Sue got in. When we get back, so Joe, how do you feel about your body hair?
Well, you're opening a wound. Let's just put it that way.
Here why next. It's called manscaping. Are you doing it? Are you embarrassed about your body hair? Yeah, we're going there right now. I'm Jordana. Joe Anderson is standing next to me. I got David Josephson at the helm. This is perfect because I have a bunch of dudes to talk
about. Right, and nobody else is going to touch this.
Yep.
Right? There's no other radio station in town that's going to go there.
File this under, I really wanted to know. So I'm making you guys
talk to me. It's more curiosity for you than it is anything else. It's not like you're serving the public some kind of public good. It's like, I got to get to the bottom of this manscaping thing.
I need to know. Over half of men, there was a survey actually done, over half of men admit to feeling embarrassed or ashamed of their body hair. That's it. 2,000 men, out of 2,000 men, 55% responded they were ashamed of their body hair and that they often feel that way. A third of them avoided swimming out of embarrassment. 1 in 4 say they avoid going to the gym because of all their body hair. And they even say men are so unconfident about their body hair. Nearly 1 in 5 says it has a negative impact on their sex
life. How old are these guys? I mean, did they qualify what their age? Because most guys, so I'm 52.
Okay.
Right. I'm in that Al Bundy stage where I've just given up. I could care less.
You're also married a long time.
Well, yeah, I've been married for a long time. I got older kids. I mean, I'm at a point where if I get out of bed and I can walk to the bathroom in the morning without falling, I'm pretty happy.
It's a victory.
It's a good start for me, right? Mm-hmm. I do remember waking up one morning in my 30s and suddenly I was a gorilla. There was hair everywhere. And I didn't know. And my wife kind of looked at me and she said, where'd that all come from? I don't know, right? Because I don't stand and look in the mirror and look at my back and say, but I had hair all over my back. And she
goes, in your mid-30s?
Yeah.
You just started sprouting hair?
Evidently. I think that's what happened because I look at my son. He's 17, you know, and he's got good-looking 17, right? Everything is perfect other than the ugliness on his upper lip that he won't take care of. He won't do anything about. But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have like the back hair, the chest hair, any of that stuff. I just woke up one morning and it had exploded out of me. And I don't know.
Oh,
and at the time, I looked at her and I said, what should I do? And she goes, I don't know what you do. I said, well, I'm not going to get it waxed because that'll hurt.
Yes.
It's not worth it to do that.
Thank you. It does hurt.
I'm not going to do that. And you're not going to shave it for me because you're going to be grossed out by that.
Correct.
So I just said, all right, I'm just going to live with it.
And she's okay with it.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. Okay, so you still swim, you still have sex, you still get naked in a proper spot.
Well, I've been married for a long time, right? So it's like, let's qualify everything. Yeah, I'll swim.
But you're not so embarrassed about it.
No, I don't care anymore. I was out east. I was at the ocean for 10 days a couple of weeks ago, and it's all my college buddies and I. And I mean, it's like being at the zoo with a bunch of orangutans. We're all old and fat, and we've got hair coming out of every place, and we just kind of waddle down to the beach and jump in, and it just is what it is. I think these are younger men this way, right?
They must have been younger men. Clearly, the way you're describing
absolutely.
No one is ashamed
Oh, well, they care, right? They're fit and they're wearing tank tops and things like that. Yeah. And so I'm sure if you have, you know, hairy arms coming out of a tank top, people are going to look at it. And you're going to a club. You know, you're going to downtown Minneapolis one night and you walk in and, you know, you've got a jungle on your left arm, your left bicep. People are going to look at it and go, ew. That's gross. But if you're me and you're 50 plus years old and you're a long time married, you walk in. First of all, I'm not going to wear that. But if I did, they'd look at it and go, hey, look at the old guy. You know, it would be just.
So no shame.
Yeah, no shame. I don't care.
I love that.
I could care less.
Now, David, you're in your 30s.
That's correct.
Are you frightened by what Joe is now telling us that one
it's day coming,
he just woke up a woolly mammoth?
I mean, who knows what my reaction will be if that were to happen. But standing here today, no, I'm not that concerned.
You're not that concerned.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I have a good my benefit is that my hair is blonde.
Yes.
Right?
It's
so
very
you
light.
Can't, you know, like leg hair, arm hair, stuff like that. You can't really see unless you get up close. So I don't know. Maybe if things get out of control, like in your case, Joe, but at this point I'm not.
Like if I was ever single again, I'd probably go get I'd probably go like lose 40 pounds and then I'd get the hair all shaved off and then I'd walk into a bar and they'd all go, hey, look, there's the old guy again, right?
Stop it.
Here's the old guy.
So the grooming part of it, you don't groom. David doesn't need to. But there's another part of the study that said, 48% admitted that their grooming habits were not the best because 43% said they weren't confident what to do. I mean, dude, how do you shave your own back?
I don't know. Well, I did see – I don't know where I saw it. It was must have been one of those online ads or something.
Uh-huh.
It's this extendable razor that you can use on your back.
So it's for manscaping.
It is. But
it's a whole industry, by the way.
But how do you see it, right? I mean, you have to rig mirrors and you have to contort yourself. Somebody has to do it for you.
You have to go get waxed.
I think so.
That really hurts.
I think so. I'm not doing that.
I'd opt not for the Brazilian when you go your first time.
I'm not going to do that.
Don't tell them that you want that. This is really fascinating. Now, let's get to the boring stuff. I mean, we're not talking about back hair. And by the way, what's your manscaping routine? 651-989-9226. Are you doing this?
I can't wait to hear those.
I know. Are you like the, I don't care that I'm a gorilla scaring small children at the beach.
Yeah.
That's cool with me.
Yeah.
Or are
Keeps
you,
them away.
Right. I mean, are you plucking everything that you see because you're too embarrassed?
I bought an eyebrow trimmer.
It's a good,
I did.
I'm proud of you.
I had to.
I'm proud.
I was starting to look like my grandfather.
I
looked in the mirror and I saw my grandfather and I said, this has to be. I got to do something about this.
Yeah, when you guys get old, I mean, it comes out your
it's
ears.
It's everywhere.
Your nose.
It's awful.
I mean, it's pretty gross.
It is.
I have been asked by my wife if I wouldn't mind trimming some of the nose hairs that are coming out. I have declined so far, but we'll see who wins that one.
I'm like, if you don't like it, you do it.
Nope. If you ever want to have sex again, I would trim those nose hairs,
take
boys.
Care of it.
Okay, so listen to this. Found 6 in 10 men put off shaving their face out of dread or laziness.
Laziness.
Okay, laziness.
That's me. Total laziness.
63% of the men say they own their appearance and they suffered for it. So they were lazy. People made fun of them. And they're like, oh, my God, this is really bad.
And I couch it as it's style. It's fashion to have a couple days growth.
I actually like it.
I look at it like this is I'm trying to be hip.
Yeah, what you have going on today is totally working.
But if
for
I come
you.
Back like Saturday and I'm starting to look like Grizzly Adams, it'll be awful.
And you can see Joe on Facebook Live.
Look,
you can check out, like a little, that's probably what,
that's
one
like
or two
days.
Day? Yeah,
two days,
one
yeah.
or 2 day growth. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Handsome husband does that. Like he'll grow a little. And I say, I really like
your
beard.
Yeah.
But then you do have to groom. You have to like groom in the parts
you
where you don't want it.
You do.
And that's very confusing.
I know. And you look at it and you go, I don't want to do this now.
44% of men said it's unmanly for them to practice good grooming habits.
That's not true.
Here's a little tip. I'm the 100% of women that say that's not true.
That's not right at all.
You need to trim that stuff up. A little snip here, a little groom there, a little comb there.
Nothing wrong with that.
You need to take care of it wherever
keep your lady
you
happy.
Find it. Harold, jump in here, Harold. Tell us about your
hey
grooming
there.
Habits.
So I just this afternoon had my ears waxed. I would still do my nose, except some places don't like to do that anymore.
Ah, got it.
And I'm 59.
Excellent.
And I also groom or
take care of business.
Wax down below as well,
Harold, for women everywhere, I applaud you. I say thank you for taking care, especially of that ear hair, because, it's kind of gross. How long have you been doing this, Harold?
Probably 10 years.
Do you go to a barber or do you go to like a waxing place?
I go to a waxing place.
Good for you.
And the Joe commented about his back. My wife trims my back.
See? Harold, be proud.
God
man.
Bless her.
Be proud. Yeah, she's a good woman. She's a good woman, Harold. Thank you very much. Harold is a married man.
Yeah, right?
And his wife is
well,
on
and
the
his
job.
Wife might feel strongly or
about
he might feel
hair.
Strongly about it.
About his back hair.
My wife is like, I'm not touching that.
Well, here's the deal, boys. If you don't have a wife or a girlfriend, you might want
you
to reconsider.
Do it. Yeah, then you have to do it.
What's going on?
If that's your goal, if that's your goal is to get connected to somebody, then you have to consider taking care of these things.
And if your goal is a boyfriend, you may want to consider extra grooming.
See, that's a great thing about being married for so long is you can just stop worrying about certain things.
We might have to call his wife and get her on and say, what really? I mean, come on. Well, that was fun. And Harold, I appreciate you. And all the men who groom, I personally appreciate you. Jordana, Joe Anderson, Paul is taking a couple days off. He will be back next week. And
do you think he's
David
at the beach with the shirt off and the hair and everything?
You know what? He and I have not had a conversation about his body hair.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him with the shirt off.
Yeah.
I don't know about the grooming. I might have to ask Lori.
Yeah, find out.
I need to know.
Well, it's easy to have that conversation with me because I'm here for a couple days and I'm
gone,
right? Every day Paul walks through, if you have that conversation, you're going to visualize.
And that would be a problem.
That's hard.
And then I'd wish I could unsee that. That's absolutely right. When we get back, we're going to talk about something called dropping. Now, you have kids. They are 17 and 14.
That's right.
I have almost 16, 13, and almost 12. And I say almost because, like, in a few days, they're going to be that
age.
So I don't want to lie. The Dutch do something fascinating. They drive their kids to the woods, and then they leave them there. And they tell them to find their way home.
How many times have you threatened that to your kids over the years?
It's like my fantasy, right? All you parents are going, really? That's legal? We need to move.
We can do that?
No, right?
We can go over
somewhere over there. I know, right? So Is it fascinating and like the best parenting technique you could ever imagine? Or is it tantamount to child abuse?
I think you'll get some interesting answers from people if they call in.
Yep.
And I think it's a generational thing. Or maybe it's how far you are down the road in your parenting.
Yeah.
Because with teenagers, I know how I feel.
Honey,
about it.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way. You can have a compass, but not your phone when you're in the woods.
That's right. That's right.
So we're going to talk about that when we return, just at the other end of the news. We're going to talk about that. But I hope you took some time this weekend to at least enjoy Sunday, because it was a beautiful.
It was. Yesterday was beautiful. The whole weekend was weird, wasn't it? I stifled when I go outside, as I was on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
My kids' baseball tournament got completely canceled on Saturday.
Yeah,
because it totally ran out.
Garbage going on in the atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, you couldn't breathe on Friday.
Yeah.
But Sunday made up for it.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
And we have great weather coming at you for the rest of the week. And then dropping. Let's talk next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.